it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We'll pull up some dust and sit down.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, Bob Black off today. If you want to join the fray, dial me up 800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. Keep it to 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. We have a huge show on tap for you, guest-free, just you and me for the next 2 hours because we have so much ground to cover on this Football Friday, which is not going to be all football. The long and short of it, probably split right down the middle. The first hour of the show, going to be Major League Baseball. Hour number two, recap of the Thursday night game, and then we roll into our preview of a Week 5 NFL Sunday. But as we do at the top of each hour, we let you know the number of ways that you can take the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with you on the go via your devices, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a listen live link, allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You got the great apps, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio. They can all be downloaded to any device you can think of, be it Android-based, be it Windows-based, be it Apple-based. And they all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they also all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. So check out any and all of those apps and download them to your favorite devices. Also, and perhaps most importantly, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack, and we thank them all for their service to the greatest country in the world. Up next, we'll hit the ground running, and we'll start by recapping all of yesterday's ALDS action in Major League Baseball. We'll take your calls at 800-878-PLAY. We'll read your tweets at JoeSpano56 at Sports Byline USA. We'll get this thing started right after this very short timeout.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
Tulowitzki sends one into right center field. Long run. Desmond can't make the play. Pulled it back. Two runs are in. Tulowitzki's on his way to third. And coming in to score is Martin. It is a 3-RBI triple for Troy Tulowitzki. And the Blue Jays strike 5-0 Toronto.
Roberto Perez goes oppo. And he ties the game at 2 with a solo shot. And the Indians have their first lead in the playoffs. A no doubt about it blast by Jason Kipnis. Back-to-back jacks. 3 home runs in the inning. Perez, Kipnis, Lindor, all getting their first ever career postseason home runs.
Well, just a few of the sounds of yesterday's ALDS play bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. If you prefer Twitter, as I know a lot of you do, keep it to 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. And those audio highlights are courtesy of TBS and the Cleveland Indians Radio Network, respectively. But the place we're going to start is down in Texas, where the Blue Jays really put it to the Texas Rangers. Final score 10-1 as the Blue Jays take game one of the best of five ALDS. That game took place down in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Park. And I guess the story of this game is a couple of fold. For the Blue Jays, the story, yes, the bats were alive and they put up 10 runs in this laugher over the Texas Rangers. But the brilliant pitching performance from Marco Estrada was the biggest story for the Blue Jays. One thing about the Blue Jays, we know game in and game out, they'll always hit. You didn't think it would be this easy against Cole Hamels. So the story for me was the brilliant work of Marco Estrada. 8 1/3 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, no walks, 6 strikeouts. And he really lassoed those Texas Ranger bats who could never really get anything started. And until the 9th inning where they finally touched up Estrada for a run, they didn't look like they had a chance at all to break through in this one. So that great effort, I guess, coupled with an uncomfortable, never sharp, substandard effort from Cole Hamels, who goes just 3 1/3, 6 hits, 6 runs, 3 walks, only 1 strikeout. And again, while Cole wasn't sharp in this game by any stretch, and you could see his struggles from the very first inning, there was a real good chance this game could have been a lot different. And that Hamels could have worked his way out of the third with minimal or no damage. And maybe he gets his feet under him and we have one of these great pitching duels that gets into the bullpen. And it's perhaps one particular hitter or one particular set of circumstances that end up being the heroic play and difference-making play or plays in the game. That wasn't the case. And if you go back and you look back at that third inning, and again, this is not to excuse Cole Hamels. This is not to take anything away from the dominance of the Blue Jays' bats. But he pitched in some real bad luck in that third inning. The Josh Donaldson double down the third baseline that went off the glove of Adrian Beltre, play he usually makes. He makes that play. It was the rally, most of it all took place with two outs. So Beltre makes that play, and in essence, nothing across for Toronto in the third. You go from there. Beltre doesn't make that play. The Edwin Encarnacion infield hit. Well, the thing was, it was a dribbler. Had he hit it anywhere near anybody, it was just a little well-placed cue shot that never made it out of the infield. And because he's Edwin Encarnacion and he's being played deep, he manages to leg out an infield hit. If that little number goes differently and it's hit closer to somebody, the inning ends right there. One run is in. Then you go later in the inning where you have a shortstop, in essence, playing center field. And Ian Desmond. Ian Desmond, by necessity, forced to move position, started as originally an infielder, specifically a shortstop, then ends up as a left fielder, then in year ends up as a center fielder. And you could see the way he played Tulowitzki's shot into a triple, he kind of alligator armed it, and it certainly could have been caught. Let's give Tulo credit. He gave it quite a ride. But still, again, that bad fortune of having the inexperienced center fielder out there, who's out there because of his bat. But unfortunately, you've got the inexperienced center fielder out there who plays the Tulo blast into a triple. And now it's 5-0. The rout is on. So while Hamels was never sharp right from the very first inning, could have been a lot different. He pitched in some very bad luck in the fifth inning. And I think that went a long way towards sealing his fate in this game. You know, and Tulowitzki triple makes it 5-0. And from there, really, the rout was on. Alex Claudio, a kind of a shining star and the lone bright spot in this one for the Rangers, in that he gave him 3 1/3. I'll look it up right now. I think it was 3 1/3. Yeah, Claudio actually 3 2/3 of no run ball. Now, it wasn't as though the Rangers were going to end up getting back in this game. But his great work helped save the Rangers' bullpen. And I understand, short series, it's never about another day. But in reality, when you're down this much, it is about another day. Him saving that bullpen and allowing Bannister to not burn through his entire bullpen makes this just one loss for the Rangers. They can regroup, they can rebound, and they can move forward from here. So while a bad loss, and anytime you are the team that's behind the eight ball in these best of five divisional series, never a good thing. But as bad as the numbers look, but for a couple of plays in the third, perhaps this one is a little different. And with the work that Claudio did in middle relief in a mop-up role, the entire Texas bullpen is not spent, and they can hit the ground running in game two with Yu Darvish on the bump to oppose J.A. Happ. And that starts at 1:08 Eastern time on TBS. So really, to me, that was the major story and my major takeaways from game one of the ALDS. It's a nice win for the Blue Jays, to be sure. You knock around one of the Rangers' two true aces of their starting pitching staff in dominant fashion, and you steal a win on the road, which is something you were going to have to do in this best of five ALDS. Those are all great things. And for the Rangers, anytime you lose 10-1, certainly not a good thing, especially not in postseason play for your confidence and for the confidence of your opponent. You're not in an enviable position. But the realities are, could have been different. Third inning plays out better for the Rangers. Maybe Cole Hamels settles down and we have a different kind of ball game. That's number one. And number two, because of the great work of Claudio and a mop-up role, You didn't burn through the entire bullpen. And despite the terrible loss and the short turnaround, you're ready to come back and fight another day. And that's exactly where the Texas Rangers are ready to go. They're poised and ready to come back and fight another day. Because they didn't burn through the entire bullpen. There were no major injuries. And despite it being a 10-1 ugly loss, it's still only one loss. But this truly, in a best of five series matchup, this game too, truly a must win for the Texas Rangers. And again, it'll be Yu Darvish on the bump for them as opposed by J.A. Happ for the Blue Jays. Up next, we'll get into the second of the two ALDS games that occurred last night in Major League Baseball. That's all next here on The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Want to bet?
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
We continue here with the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. I'm Joe Spano. Bob Black off today. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved, 1-800-878-7529. And all the ALDS action is fair game. We focused thus far on Blue Jays Rangers, the early of the two matchups in ALDS play from yesterday's Major League Baseball action. And now as we move along, we're going to dive into the second of the two matchups. If you want to weigh in on any of this ALDS action and your thoughts on what the managers did, how everything played out. You can do it at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter in 140 characters or less at JoeSpano56 or at Sports Byline USA. But let's move to the nightcap of the Major League Baseball calendar from yesterday. And it was Game 1, ALDS, Indians and Red Sox. The Indians nipped the Red Sox 5-4 out at Progressive Field in Cleveland. Take a one-game-to-none lead in this best-of-five ALDS matchup. This is a huge win for the Tribe for a bunch of reasons, not the least of which you hang on to home field. You got your ace on the bump today. Many counted you out because of the rash of injuries that you came into ALDS play with, in particular your pitching staff, where your number two and three starters are knocked out of action. And you had to go into game one with a pitcher in Trevor Bauer, who is in essence your nominal fourth starter. And you've got to put him on the bump in a game one in your own building against Boston's ace and perhaps the Cy Young Award favorite in the American League, Rick Porcello. So when you look at this game, you've got to be saying to yourself, boy, this is an uphill climb for the Tribe. And to win this game, protect home field in the short series, your nominal number four starter knocks off their ace. That's a huge game one victory when you couple that with the fact that your ace is going in game two in Corey Kluber, and his opposite number is going to be David Price, who has, while he's been a great regular season pitcher, his postseason failings are well chronicled. So you've got to be pretty comfortable, and you've got to feel you're sitting in a pretty good place. The thing about the Indians, they're going to need a big effort and a long start from Corey Kluber in game two. He's going to need to go pretty deep based on how Terry Francona used his bullpen to win game one. And really, in so many ways, that was the overriding story of this game one. The home runs were nice and they made for great action. And you heard the highlights earlier in the show of the Indians hitting the three home runs in the same inning, including the two back-to-back shots that staked them to a two-run lead. Well, that was one of the big stories. The other big story was how Francona used his bullpen and how that bullpen did a great job in preserving that two-run lead and allowing the Indians to hang on and take game one. And Trevor Bauer didn't pitch bad. He didn't pitch great. And as he rolled into the fourth inning, he goes 4 2/3. And what happens is Terry Francona decides the heart of the Indians order is coming up, and you got back-to-back left-handed hitters coming up. I'm going to make sure I get out of this inning with a lead, and I'm going to hang on for dear life against the heart of this Red Sox lineup. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring in my best reliever. He's not my closer, but he is my best reliever. Usually in the regular season, I'd use him later. But this is the postseason. At this point, with the lefties coming up who are the heart of the Red Sox order and us hanging on to this lead, and we've got a one-run lead at this point in the game, and we're hanging on to this lead. So I'm going to my best. I'm going to my horse. I'm going to Andrew Miller. And he comes in, wasn't an easy fifth for Andrew Miller, but he gives up the hit to Holt. But then he ends up retiring, getting the final out, gets Big Poppy, and he gives you another 1 2/3 from there. So you get two huge innings out of Andrew Miller after he comes out of the pen with two out in the fifth. Faces the heart of the order. Yeah, he throws 40 pitches, and his availability for today is pretty limited. But you weren't thinking about today if you were Terry Francona the way you managed yesterday. And in so many ways, the anti-Buck, and you read that in all the headlines when they talk about the game. His managerial approach to this one was the anti-Showalter, who left his best pitcher in the bullpen and lost without that best pitcher ever taking the mound. Well, Francona took the opposite approach. It was a very postseason-oriented approach. I'm going to burn my bullpen. I'm going to work it hard. But I'm going to preserve the win. And he, even by bullpen standards, even by postseason bullpen standards, in very many ways, Terry Francona bucked convention here. You would usually wait to a key opportunity a little later in this game before you bring in your setup man who just so happens to be your best reliever. You might not do this early. He saw this as the key spot in the game. The heart of the Red Sox order coming up. Lefty hitters coming up. And he made the concerted effort and decided that, hey, you know what? I'm going to take care of my business here. I'm bringing in my best reliever. And I'm going to throw multiple innings, and I'm going to get what I need out of him. I'm going to have him preserve this lead. He protects the one-run lead. The Indians add a run, a much-needed insurance run that pays dividends later, and they hang on for the 5-4 win. So you have Andrew Miller go two innings, strikes out four, walks one, gives up a hit. And that really bridges things. Shaw comes in, he gives up a run. But then you go to Cody Allen, your closer. He also throws 40 pitches, and he picks up a five-out save. So you saw what Francona was going to do. He was forced to go with his nominal fourth starter in a game one against the ace. He finds himself with the lead. He says, you know what? I'm protecting home field right here. I'm going for their throat, and I am going to step on their necks, and I'm going for it. And it may be early, but I don't care. This is the key spot in the game. I'm going to go very 1970s, where I bring in my best reliever in that key situation in the game, regardless of when it is. So Francona goes very old school, very 70s, very anti-convention when you look at today's baseball. Brings in Andrew Miller, gets two innings out of him, gets key outs. Miller doesn't give up a run, preserves the lead, allows Cleveland to build on their lead. Cody Allen, 1 2/3, gets the multiple out save to close it out. After Shaw gives up the run and it's 5-4. So great job of using the bullpen to steal game one when the initial starting pitching matchup was a major disadvantage for you. Now you come into game two. And what you have to do now, if you're Corey Kluber, is you've got to give this Indian bullpen some length. You've got to give your manager some innings. And you've got to go out there and pitch seven solid. Because I don't think I can bring Andrew Miller in to do much more than maybe get a David Ortiz out. I don't know what I can get out of Cody Allen after I asked him to throw 40 pitches and give me a five-out save. So, if I'm Terry Francona, and I got Corey Kluber going, if I'm Corey Kluber, my mindset is, hey, I've got to give my team innings. I've got to give them seven strong innings and keep us in this game so I don't have to ask this bullpen to do too much, because the best pieces of this bullpen have been taxed in a major way by the all-hands-on-deck effort to win game one and maintain home field in this series. You're saving grace in some ways if you're the Indians. Kluber is your ace. And this is the kind of thing you ask ace pitchers to do, number one. Number two, David Price over the years as a postseason pitcher has been anything but an ace. His postseason failings are legendary. You know, everybody knows how bad he's been in the postseason.
Kluber had a 3.14 ERA this
and
season.
And that's a big issue for the Red Sox here. It's a short series. They need a win. And now it's a David Price who struggled in the postseason. And also has struggled down the stretch that takes the hill for you in game two. So this is a huge game, and there's all kinds of backstory here. We'll pick that up next, and then we'll roll into previewing the two NL Divisional Series matchups that start today. That's next on The Attack.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their Porter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter cable power tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip. Or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I love people who know the game and love the game, and that's you.
Spano and Black Attack rolls on air on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the discussion, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. At Joe Spano 56 at Sports Byline USA. Thus far, the focus of the discussion has been AL Divisional Series. You can weigh in on either of those matchups. We recapped Game 1, Blue Jays, Rangers. We've recapped Game 1, Red Sox, Indians. We've previewed both Game 2s for these series tonight. We're kind of just wrapping up Indians and Red Sox, and then we'll move along to previews of the NL Divisional Series. Those start today. I mean, you got a jam-packed slate. You've got ALDS series action game two early, starting at 1 o'clock. TBS gets you started in the afternoon with all the 1 o'clock, with the 1 o'clock action of Rangers and Blue Jays. They follow it up with game two today, 4:30 Eastern time, with Indians and Red Sox. And then Fox Sports 1 takes over in the evening, and they give you a double dip of NLDS play. And we'll preview those series and look at those game one matchups as well in this next big segment. But just to kind of wrap it up, and how you really, with this game one victory for the Indians, and in many ways stealing a game one, we've talked about it a lot with the, again, the nominal fourth starter picking up the victory over the Red Sox ace and how big that was. We talked about how Terry Francona managed this very 1970s-ish, as I said, about how he used his bullpen. Also very elimination game-ish, just the opposite of what Buck Showalter did in a real elimination game. But once he saw in the fifth inning that he was leading in this game, he says, I'm taking my bullpen and I'm using it right here. In a short series, I'm seizing this game. It could prove pivotal. And it may just be, and it may prove to be just that. This may prove to be this managerial decision to take advantage of this league and take advantage of how this game unfolded in front of him. It may end up being a key to how this series unfolds in front of us. Gutty and great. Both Allen, your closer, and Andrew Miller, very limited availability after throwing 40 pitches in game two. Obviously, from game two, there's the off day. And, you know, as the series unfolds and as the series progresses, there should be no issues with limited availability of either of these guys, depending on how they're used. But for today, the big thing you need is, and I've said it a couple of times, and I said it in the last segment, Corey Kluber, your ace starter, who was 18-9 on the year with a 3.14 ERA, he's going to have to give you big innings. And he's taking on one of the very best pitchers in all baseball in David Price. But it is a David Price that didn't have a vintage David Price year in Boston, a year plagued with inconsistencies, a year where from the end of August to the end of the regular season, primarily September, and I guess there was one start in October, 4.35 ERA, 7 home runs given up and 41 and a third innings pitched. You couple that with his epic fails and epic struggles in postseason play, 2-7, 5.12 ERA. You can see why Terry Francona seized the opportunity that he did in game one. So I got a chance to steal it. A game most people didn't think we could win, and I was unsure that we could win going into game one. Well, now it's presented itself. So I'm going to burn my stars in my bullpen, and I'm going to make sure I get this game and get this game and get game one. He did. You can get 7 out of Corey Kluber here, find a way to piece together the rest of the bullpen, you may be in a very enviable position, and you may have a very good chance to go up 2-0 in this series. Because, again, the Red Sox are throwing a David Price out there who has struggled epically in postseason play and wasn't pitching well down the stretch. Just some things to think about. Right now, the Indians are sitting in a very enviable position, despite the fact that in order to get the game one win, they burned their bullpen. And again, I get the concerns. I understand the reservations, but the realities are it was a brilliant managerial move by Terry Francona and a great way to take advantage of an opportunity that presented itself by using your clear strength and your advantage. And that was that great bullpen with Cody Allen, a very, very solid closer this year, one of the game's better closers in 2016, and in Andrew Miller, maybe the game's best reliever. Number one, because of the results. Number two, because of the talent. Number three, because of the lack of ego. There's no other reliever in the game who performs at his level that would just say, you just use me. I don't care where, I don't care when, I don't care how. You just use me when you need me. I'm there. Short, long, early, late, I don't care. That guy could pitch for me anytime. And you know what you do? The Indians have done a great thing. Pay him like a closer. Let him get paid like a closer. Show him the respect that he deserves. Because now you, in essence, have two closers. You got your actual closer, and you got the guy that gets you to him. And again, he'll pay huge dividends in this postseason because, unlike so many of those great closers who could only work in closer situations, this guy can work anywhere, and it doesn't affect them mentally. It's going to be so valuable for them going forward. And again, a key win and a great job of, in many ways, stealing game one of the ALDS. We've previewed the AL half of today's divisional play, so we'll roll into the into the later action that's going to be on Fox Sports 1, and that's NL divisional series play. Man, you've got some pretty great pitching matchups, particularly game one NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals at Nationals Park in D.C. Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer. What a great pitching matchup. I mean, this is just an incredible pitching matchup and one that everybody's going to want to see. Again, we talked about David Price and his postseason struggles. Kershaw's had his own postseason struggles. His have been different. You know, he's generally actually in many games pitched pretty well in the postseason and often been up against an opposite number that's outpitched him, or he had one inning where he completely self-destructed. It's the only, what would you say, the only kink in the armor and the only hole in the resume for Clayton Kershaw is the lack of postseason success. And then Max Scherzer, he takes on another one of the very best pitchers in the game in what should be a classic pitching matchup. As for the series, with the Nationals having home field, having relatively speaking shored up their bullpen, I like the Nationals. I just think they are a flat-out better baseball team at this point than the Dodgers. The Dodgers surprised me. I really didn't think that they were going to be able to get to the postseason with the money that they didn't spend in the postseason. And getting there and what they've done this year is a testament to this organization and to these players. Clayton Kershaw missing much of the year with the back issues. Their number two starter, Rich Hill, only came over late, and as soon as he got here, he was beset by injuries with the blister problems and everything else. You know, outside of Jansen, I don't think it's a great bullpen. Very intriguing and talented pieces as far as the position players. But again, you know, it's not when I look at this group, they are the classic Major League Baseball overachievers. Dusty Baker's Washington Nationals, they're just good. I think they're deeper than Los Angeles in all these areas, in all the major areas. They have home field in this game. Both teams were able to line up their rotations the way they wanted to. So I don't really see where the Dodgers have an advantage in this series. So I really do believe, I believe in a major way that with Dusty Baker at the helm, who has always been a strong manager, get you to the postseason, get you deep in the postseason, hasn't won that coveted World Series yet, but he's been to the World Series. I think the Nationals will prevail. I just think they're flat out better. I think it's a pretty even series, but I just think when you put everything together, I like the depth of the starting pitching and what the Nationals can put out there every day better over the course of this series, better than I do the Dodgers. The bullpens are probably a wash, and I like the Nationals lineup a little bit better. And you got home field. So I think when you put it all together, the Nationals are the more talented group than the overachieving Dodgers, and I think they're going to win. And I think they'll take this series. I don't think it'll be easy, as I don't think any of these four divisional series will be easy. But I do think the Nationals will win. Obviously, today's pitching matchup will go a long way in determining the outcome of this series. And that's one of the reasons I do think that the Nationals will win. Kershaw is a great regular season pitcher, but he is not a lights-out postseason pitcher, and his dominance in the regular season doesn't translate to the postseason. Scherzer's pitched in the postseason and has had success. It will be a great and marquee pitching matchup, but the realities are that the Kershaw dominance that you would think would be a factor here is not, because of how poorly, and again, some of it's been bad luck, and we've talked about it, but the realities are he has not been a great postseason pitcher. Scherzer has postseason experience, and these two are two of the best. So I think on a night-in, night-out basis over this five-game series, I just like what the Nationals have to offer better than what the Dodgers have to offer. The fact that they're here and that they won the NL West is a testament to their grittiness, their guts, and the managerial ability of Dave Roberts and the organization, because in many ways, to me, they overachieved. Despite the money that they spend and everything else, they were beat up and beset by injuries, and yet they managed to win that division. Give them a lot of credit. We move to the nightcap of NLDS play. Again, game one, Cubs and Giants. Now, the Cubs were Major League Baseball's best team this season. 103 wins proves it. Great rotation. A bullpen that was probably their weakest link. They did a great job of solidifying as the deadline approached by adding pieces. It's an all-world lineup, and they catch the baseball, and they have a really good manager in Joe Maddon. Looks like, you know, you look at them, they're the best team in baseball right now, and in theory would be incredibly hard to stop. In reality, they're also very hard to stop. That said, you have a San Francisco Giants team that comes in there off of the wild card victory over the Mets, and it's an even number year, and they have certain pieces. If there's any team that could knock off the Cubs, it's the Giants. We'll get into it a little bit more in the next segment. We'll probably carry this over a little bit to hour two. This is the Spano and Black Attack on Sports Byline. You be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't defriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
So we get ready to wrap up hour one of allegedly this Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. A lot of baseball because we're into postseason play. And we're going to have to carry some of the discussion into the early parts of hour two. Because we really started on Giants-Cubs, but we have a lot of ground to cover in that regard. It's going to be a great pitching matchup. Johnny Cueto and John Lester taking a bump for the Cubs, Cueto for the Giants. And again, what I think will be an outstanding series, but there are, you know, the Cubs, I understand, 103 wins, and I understand the Giants legendary for their even number season success. The Cubs are the better team. They hit better than the Giants. Their rotations are about equal. I actually like the Cubs' rotation a little bit better. It's had a terrific year. The Giants' bullpen is their sore spot. The Cubs, I guess it's their weakness, but I like the Cubs' bullpen, especially at the back with Chapman, better than I like the Giants' bullpen. There's really not an advantage that I see here for the Giants. Except for a couple of things. Number one, Giants' prowess on even number years, it's uncanny. The fact the Cubs haven't played a meaningful baseball game in a long time, it's hard to kickstart the momentum. And I guess third is the strange way that Joe Maddon is using his rotation. And that's the big thing we'll get to at the very top of hour number two. We'll step aside now here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. In hour two, we'll quickly wrap up the baseball talk and roll into the football talk as we got to get to the Football Friday aspect of Football Friday. That's all next here on The Attack. You be sure not to flip that dial.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
People should not be looking at the damages they're seeing and say this storm's not that bad.
That's ahead of FEMA Craig Fugate, who says the worst of Hurricane Matthew could still lie ahead for parts of Florida. He speaks on NBC's Today Show shortly after Governor Rick Scott said much the same.
We're going to have up to 12 feet of storm surge, and we're going to have waves on top of that. We're still seeing hurricane force winds. I'm trying to make sure we don't lose one life. The most important thing to me is we do not lose one life.
Sadly, since the governor said that, the first storm-related death from the hurricane has been reported in central Florida. A 58-year-old woman in St. Lucie County reportedly suffering a heart attack overnight, and because the fire district could not reach her in time, her death is being attributed to the storm. Residents of coastal Georgia and South Carolina also still on alert for Matthew. This is USA Radio News.
Well, the story's in the headlines. Yahoo hit in the worst hack ever. 500 million accounts taken. If you've ever had a Yahoo email account or been affiliated with Yahoo, you're in dire jeopardy of identity theft. And we have help for you. It is free. USA Radio Network listeners can sign up now for free to get ID Lion's Identity Theft Insurance. 800-941-6844. 800-941-6844. You've got to protect yourself right now. This hacking is going to cause millions grief, loss of time, bad credit. And if your identity is stolen, it gets worse than that. And you know, 1 in 4 Americans will experience identity theft. So insure your identity now with ID Lion, risk-free, 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844. And you actually get a free gift for signing up today. 800-941-6844, 800-941-6844.
Donald Trump warming up for Sunday night's second presidential debate with a town hall-style event in New Hampshire last night. The Republican nominee answering pre-screened questions from supporters in the small town of Sandown and suggesting that he may take a different approach in debate number 2 from debate number 1.
I'd much rather have it be on policy, and I didn't like getting into the gutter.
Sunday night's debate with Democrat Hillary Clinton will be a town hall format as well. It'll be held at Washington University in St. Louis starting at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. President Obama again reducing sentences of inmates, this time more than 100. The president has already granted clemency to nearly 600 prisoners this year, most of whom were serving sentences for nonviolent crimes. It's the most commutations in any single year in U.S. history. The administration saying thousands of Americans serve longer sentences than the current law requires. This is USA Radio News.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
A so-called Christian statue that has stood outside the public library in Roselle Park, New Jersey since August is now being removed. The borough council voted unanimously last night to dismantle it after the American Humanist Association and one of the council members, Charlene Story, sued the borough over it. The statue shows a soldier kneeling over a grave marked by a cross. Story had also resigned briefly last December when the borough added the word Christmas to its annual tree lighting. She called it the mixing of church and state and said it was unconstitutional. The Archbishop of New York says the city's diocese wants to settle with victims of priestly sex abuse. Cardinal Timothy Dolan saying yesterday at a news conference, compensation decisions will be made by an independent commission.
We've also engaged in pastoral and practical outreach to the victims, and even some compensation. Yet, the wounds of many continue to fester. And they understandably tell us they await more compassion.
The compensation board to be headed by Kenneth Feinberg, who has headed up similar programs, including after the BP oil spill and for the 9/11 Victims Fund. And a new Pew Research Center study says women's pay in America is up 32% since 1980, while men's pay fell 3% over that stretch. Pew says the reason is women tend to work in jobs that require more social and analytical skills. Those jobs are growing, while jobs that call for physical and manual skills that favor men are declining. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
If I decide to run for office, I'll produce my tax returns, absolutely, and I would love to do that.
Well, hopefully he's not the... Well, I shouldn't say that because I don't like Hillary either. I don't know who's going to be the next president of the United States, but right now, neither looks like a good choice. Welcome to Hour 2 of a Football Friday edition of the Spano and Black Attack. It's been sans football thus far. We promise we'll get to all the football in this hour. 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529. On Twitter, 140 characters or less, at JoeSpano56 or at SportsByLineUSA. In this hour, we're going to wrap up the baseball in the next segment right out of the box. And basically, the last play thing we have to cover is my thoughts on Giants-Cubs NLDS and why there's a small window of hope that the Giants can give the Cubs trouble and perhaps even dispatch the Cubs and have that Chicago Cubs Northside faithful once again saying, will we ever win a World Series? I'll talk about the whys and what fors of that now or two, and then roll into all the football, from a recap of the Thursday night matchup to a preview of all the Week 5 NFL Sunday action. Very quickly now, as we do at the top of each hour, we'll let you know the myriad of ways you can take Sports Byline on the go with you via your devices. There's sportsbyline.com, which has a listen live link that allows you to listen to the network on the go, and also a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage. All that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. You have the great apps, which are all downloadable to any device you can think of, whether they're Android-based, Windows-based, or Apple-based, and that's iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They all have on-demand content, a lot of it. They all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels, so check out all the apps. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including this very show, the Spano and Black Attack. Up next, we wrap up the baseball, roll into the football, NFL style. That's all next here on The Attack, so you be sure to keep it where it is.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices.
prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
All right, stupid, pick up the phone and call cop.
Nuts, Rocky. You want to play some more? What am I supposed to tell him?
Tell him to get over here. You're going to make a confession.
Lieutenant Cobb, please. This is Louis Castro.
What's the matter, Castro?
Hello, Cobb. This is Louis Castro. Get over to my place. I'd like to make a full confession. Now, will you put that thing away?
I don't think we're going to play with this anymore. Now that you've called your two boys, let's really call Gus Cobb. I think he'd like to meet them. And do me a favor, Castro, while I'm on the phone. Try to jump me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, let's kick off hour two of the Spano and Black Attack, wrapping up the baseball talk and then rapid firing into all the NFL talk on this Football Friday, which has sounded more like a Baseball Friday thus far. I guess the focus of this is going to be how and why do the Giants have a chance against the Cubs in this series, the 103-win Chicago Cubs, baseball's best team. They've got to go in as the favorite, yes. But they got a couple of things that are minor, or in some cases, major disadvantages that could spell doom for them in this series. Number one, it's uncanny how in even number years the Giants do great and win the World Series. They don't even get in the postseason every year. They're hit and miss. They always seem to be in it in even number years. In that case, they often go to and win the World Series. This team has the starting pitching that it needs to do that. But ultimately, baseball is so reliant on a bullpen, and I'm not sure they have the bullpen. They have solid bats. They don't have a 20-home run hitter in the group because of injuries and the fact that it's not a big power-laden lineup. But they can scratch out runs, which helps you in the postseason. They're a solid team. They are far from a great team. But with Madison Bumgarner, he's a great equalizer, especially in short series. That said, the Cubs are clearly the better team. Starting rotations are probably a wash. Bullpen's an advantage. Clearly a bat's advantage. They probably even field better. Managers are probably a wash. But I think what opens up the door here for the Giants is a big managerial decision made by Joe Maddon that makes little sense to me. I know that John Lester has had a great year and probably had the best year of any pitcher on your staff this year, even better than Jake Arrieta. But Jake Arrieta is your horse. And to me, in a short series, you can't mess around. So I'm perplexed at the way Joe Maddon has decided to deploy his rotation in this short series. And to me, I think he's made a critical error in judgment here. Arrieta should start game one, Lester game two, Kyle Hendricks game three. And I understand that's the one on the road in San Francisco. So the strategy is get Arrieta in game three on the road. But here's the truth of the matter. Five-game series. I've only got one pitcher I can get out there to start two games. I want it to be Arrieta more than anything else. And why I'm not starting Arrieta till game three, I still don't know. I don't care. If you want to start Lester in game one, I guess I can live with it. But Arrieta comes behind in game two. That way, if I need somebody behind Lester, I have Arrieta and can use him a little bit. There's no way I'm starting Kyle Hendricks ahead of Jake Arrieta. Jake Arrieta is Jake Arrieta. Bottom line, Kyle Hendricks had a terrific year. He's not Jake Arrieta. So to me, ultimately, at the end of the day, my best pitcher still is Jake Arrieta. He starts game one. Lester comes in behind game two, Kyle Hendricks game three, Lackey game four. I'm coming back in game five with Arrieta, and I can probably have Lester behind Arrieta. It's obviously, if we're playing a game five, it's all hands on deck. If Arrieta struggles and I need a bridge to get further in the bullpen, I'm in a position where I can get some distance out of Lester. That's the way I'm doing it. And I think the poor managing and poor choices that Joe Maddon is making as it relates to the starting rotation give the San Francisco Giants a glimmer of hope of winning this series. I think not starting Arrieta in game one could haunt them. And not starting him till game three, where probably come Thursday in a game five, I don't know how much you can get out of him. I understand there's a lot more rest in this series. And it look actually, if you look at it, I guess you could use Arrieta in some ways. But still, I want Arrieta starting two games more than anything else. And I think he needs to start. I don't think you can afford to say, well, we'll save so-and-so for game three. So to me, I think this is a miscalculation. And I think this leaves the door open. And I understand with the additional rest throughout this series that starting game three on Monday, game four is on Thursday. It's only 2 days rest, though. So by starting Arrieta on Monday, I can't ask him to do much. Whereas if I started him in game one, he's pitching two games out of the five in the series. If I start him in game two, I can put him right behind Lester and be in a position to back up my starter with another great starter and bridge my bullpen and not have to deal with the front of my bullpen. One stud leading into another stud. So that's the biggest thing for me. Arrieta needs to start. I'd start him game one and stop messing around. You want to start Lester because he's had the better year? There's no way Kyle Hendricks jumps in front of him. Arrieta starts game two so I can use him to the max the back of the series. Hendricks starts game three. And you deal with the fact that, well, he's going to be making the first of the two road starts. That doesn't matter to me. The series is too short to mess around. The short series, every game is extremely vital. And you have such little margin for error. You get your stars in there as much as you can. This is one thing that opens the door for the Giants. And the other is not something that Joe Maddon can really control. And it is something that we've seen play out over the years. It's quite simply that when you win your division by 17 and a half games, as the Cubs did, you haven't played meaningful baseball since sometime in August. So these teams, they end up having a tendency to take their foot off the accelerator. It's natural. It's human. It happens all the time. Now, how do you get it back in gear and match the intensity level of a team that's been playing for their, that's been basically playing playoff games for the entire month of September. It's an uphill battle. That's the other thing. That's the big challenge for Joe Maddon and his greatness as a manager. How does he get this team to match the intensity of the Giants after going through the motions for the better part of a month and a half? That's going to be the big challenge. So those two things alone lead me to believe that the Giants have some hope here. I think Joe Maddon's mismanaged the way he's using the pitching staff in the short series. More Arrieta, less everybody else, if you can. And the fact that they haven't played meaningful baseball in a month and a half. Those two things give the Giants a glimmer of hope. Does that mean I think they're going to win the series? No, the Cubs are too talented. They'll overcome these things. But I have a funny feeling, you know, this mismanagement of the pitching staff or of the starting pitchers in my mind. I understand you're also looking ahead to the NLCS and setting it up that way, but you got to get there first. I would manage that starting pitching staff differently. And if they lose, that'll be one of the key reasons the Cubs lose. To the NFL we go next here on the Spano and Black Attack. You be sure to keep it where it's at.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Funny how? I mean, what's funny about it?
Tommy, no, you got it all wrong. Eh?
Oh, Anthony. He's a big boy. He knows what he said. What'd you say?
You're right.
Funny how?
Just,
what?
Just
you know, you're funny.
You mean, so? Well, let me understand this, because maybe it's me, but I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Just, you know how you tell a story? What?
No, I don't know. You said it. How do I know? You said I'm funny. Tell me what's funny.
From their own 24, pick up the blitz, and the ball is batted in the air and intercepted. Campbell has hold of it, and the Cardinals get their first break of the night. From the 21, pump fake, going for it. Stanton has Fitzgerald for the touchdown. Niners with a first down throw, and it's intercepted down the sideline and shoved out as Marcus Cooper, as Gabbard is picked off for the second time tonight.
Well, that's a quick highlight package of the Cardinals' 33-21 victory over the 49ers at Levi's Stadium in San Francisco. That pushes the Cardinals to 2-3 and the 49ers down to 1-4. And that brings us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. That number again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. 140 characters or less at Joe Spano 56 or at Sports Byline USA. A lot of things on the plate for discussion. Any of your thoughts on the Major League Baseball postseason? Pick a playoff series and weigh in with your thoughts on what you saw or anything I said at 800-878-PLAY or anything that happened in last night's Thursday night football matchup or the upcoming Week 5 Sunday NFL slate. Those are all fair game to weigh in on. Quickly to this game before we move along to the rest of the Week 5 slate. Pretty bad football game. Lousy football game. Unless you like to watch punting. Neither quarterback was good. I guess the edge was Drew Stanton's backup. And he did exactly what you want your backup on a couple of days of prep to do. Don't throw any interceptions. 11 for 28, 124, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. Fine. Lean on your running game. David Johnson leads the way, 27 for 157, 2 touchdowns. And lean on your defense, which was okay. Forced 2 Blaine Gabbert interceptions, which I guess to me were the overriding theme of this game. You heard the chants from the Levi Stadium crowd, the few that were there, looking for Colin Kaepernick to be inserted in the lineup. And you heard the comments of Chip Kelly. They're going to explore everything. So you may see that in the not too distant future. Don't know that he's necessarily the answer, but we know that Blaine Gabbert isn't. He's a good fit for this offense in that he's got the legs, he'll sneak out the back door, and he'll run their read option very well. He's just not a good enough quarterback as far as throwing the football. 18 for 31, 162, a touchdown and 2 picks. Was sacked 7 times. It's a bad offense made worse by Blaine Gabbert. They need a better quarterback. You know, all this talk of this Chip Kelly offense not working in the NFL, not necessarily going to buy into that. I know it can work if you have the personnel on both sides of the ball. Problem is he doesn't have the personnel right now in San Francisco. Get the personnel, we'll see what happens. Because trust me, when he has the personnel, all of a sudden he becomes real smart. Again, problem is he's a system coach. We're going to run my system no matter what, whether the personnel fits or not. That's the difference between a coach like him and a coach like Bill Belichick. His system is winning. Doesn't have a system. I will cater what we do to the personnel we have. That's not Chip Kelly. And that's why the 49ers are 1-4. The Cardinals, in many ways, saved their season at 2-3. Wasn't impressive. Wasn't pretty. They hope to have Carson Palmer back for Week 6. And hopefully this offense can get some things going. Even the defense played better. He gave up 21 to San Francisco, who stinks on ice. And as I said, the stars of this game were the punters. It was a dull, boring game. Going up against the baseball commanded no attention, and we're not going to give it any more. We told you the story. The highlight package told you some. I told you the rest. Cardinals saved their season at 2-3. 49ers season continues to spiral away at 1-4. Let's move to the Sunday action. We've got to do this kind of fast. Tom Brady returns for the New England Patriots as they head out to First Energy Stadium in Cleveland at 3-1 to take on the 0-4 Browns. Do I need to say more? There will be a Gronk sighting, and Brady will be playing with a chip on his shoulder. New England's a 10.5-point favorite on the road. It won't be that close. More 1 o'clock action. 1-3 Lions host the 3-0 Eagles in Ford Field in Detroit. Lions aren't that good. Eagles come in as a 3.5-point road favorite. The Lions are not that good. And you got Jim Schwartz and an Eagles defense that's played very well coming back to Detroit. Jim Schwartz fired by the Lions. And, you know, those things you never forget. So he'll have that offense just a little bit more ready. The Lions can't run the ball with any regularity. They do miss Calvin Johnson. Stafford's solid. Terrell Austin's defense is not great. You know, you're asking a lot for Jim Bob Cooter to polish the turd that is the Detroit Lions. I don't think the Eagles are a great team either, and I think there's going to be hiccups along the way for Carson Wentz and that offense, as well as that defense, which has been coached up by Jim Schwartz. I'm just not convinced that this is the week that it happens because of the Lions are kind of hapless and hopeless, and I don't think they can provide the challenge to the Eagles. If the Steelers couldn't do it, why would the Lions be able to do it? There are other tougher tests in this style makes fight league than the Lions for the Eagles. I think the Eagles will improve to 4-0. I think the Lions will fall to 1-4, and we'll be starting to see the end of the Jim Caldwell era in Detroit. Pair of awful football teams get together at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. 1-3 Colts, 1-3 Bears. Again, Brian Hoyer at quarterback for the Bears. Kevin White out for the on injured reserve. Kyle Fuller on injured reserve. These are two lousy football teams. But look at the quarterback matchup that we're talking about. Andrew Luck versus Brian Hoyer. Neither of these teams do anything else well. And the Colts have a clear advantage at quarterback. Doesn't mean I think the Colts are any good, but when you match up Brian Hoyer and Andrew Luck, the clear advantage goes to Andrew Luck. Neither team runs the ball particularly well. Neither team protects their quarterback particularly well. Neither team can play much defense. Colts are at home and they have Luck. Here's a game they can win and they'll do just that. More 1 o'clock action, and this game is in peril. I don't know what's going to happen to this game as far as when it'll be played, if it'll be played, or anything else. And it's down in Miami, scheduled to be down in Miami, 1-3 Dolphins hosting the 1-3 Titans. Both of these teams at times have played their competition tough. Titans have yet to be blown out. Dolphins can't say the same. They played Seattle tough in a game it looked like they should have won. But from there, they've been rather nondescript, and they played down to the Browns and managed to find a way to beat them. The Titans, again, they're one of my surprise teams in the NFL. They were forecasted by me to be one of the surprise teams in the NFL. Not so much that they were going to win a ton of games, but they were going to go from the NFL's worst to a tough out every week, and they were going to win more games than you think. Going on the road with a distracted Dolphins group who's going to be worried about the hurricane issues and everything else, I think this is the week that DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry pound that rock. I think Marcus Mariota plays a mistake-free game. No big pivotal turnovers that spell points for the opposition in this one. And I think this is the type of game against record-wise equally bad competition that the Titans can win, and that will be what separates this group from last year's group as they try and build something down in Tennessee. I like the Titans to go on the road and score the upset road victory in this one, despite being a 3.5-point underdog. More 1 o'clock action. Ravens host the Redskins. Ravens are 3-1 on the year. The Redskins are an even 2-2. After losing their first two, they win two straight. Still not sure about either of these teams. Game like this at M&T Bank in Baltimore will go a long way in telling us what both of these teams are. The Ravens are pretty good on defense. They have some speed on the edges at the receiver position. And in Dennis Pitta, they have a real good tight end. They can't run the ball. Offensive line hasn't been particularly good for much of the year. They need to turn Joe Flacco loose a little bit. Offense generally has been limited. The Redskins, their defense has really let them down this year. Their offense has been inconsistent. It's one of these measuring stick games. The Ravens played the Raiders tough. And as I've talked about, over the next few weeks, we'll have some idea of what the Ravens are. What I think they are is a pretty stout defensive team that against a bad defense like the Redskins, or the way the Redskins have played this year on defense, I think they can put up enough points. Look for John Harbaugh to open up this offense a little bit with Joe Flacco. And they'll make some bigger chunk plays. I don't know if how effective they're going to be running the ball, but I think Flacco will make some big chunk plays. He'll outplay Kirk Cousins in this, and the questions will continue to circulate around Kirk Cousins as it relates to, is he a franchise quarterback and should he be paid like one? I think the Ravens win and start to show you that, hey, they're not in the class of Pittsburgh. They may not even be in the class of Cincinnati, but they're a pretty good football team that manages to find ways to win. Next, we continue our journey through Week 5 NFL Sunday. We got a couple of more 1 o'clock games to get into. Then we'll get into the late action. That's all next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. You be sure not to flip that dial.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their quarter cable drills so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter Cable Power Tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports, football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
You might not know it, but fall is the perfect time to feed your lawn. So this football season, you can spend halftime eating some lukewarm bean dip, or you can head outside and run some lawn feeding routes using Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard Fall Lawn Food. The conditions are ideal for grass to grow deep roots, so your lawn will be stronger come spring. So forget the room temperature dip. Get out there and pick up your bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
When, boy, when are you going to get your act together?
Well said, as we roll on here on the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY to join the discussion. Again, that number to join the fray, 1-800-878-7529, toll-free number. Hang out with me here on The Attack, 140 characters or less on Twitter, at JoeSpano56, at Sports Byline USA. And you got a myriad of topics you can weigh in on. Anything as it relates to baseball on this Football Friday, as ALDS action kicked off last night. NLDS, ALDS action continues today, and NLDS action starts today into tonight. So you can weigh in on any of those matchups and anything we talked about in the baseball as it relates to the baseball, or your thoughts on that Thursday night special, which wasn't all that special, or anything about your favorite team in an upcoming Week 5 NFL Sunday. That said, back to the 1 o'clock slate we go. We got 2 1 o'clock games left and a host of 4 o'clock games and the Sunday night special. 4-0 Vikings, 2-0 at home. They host the 3-1 Texans, 0-1 away from home. This one at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. Here's where the Vikings end up picking up their first loss of the year. And this doesn't mean I think less of them. And I think my mind has changed as it relates to the trade for Sam Bradford and all the other things that I've talked about, all the plaudits that I've heaped upon the Vikings. None of that changes. But Stephon Diggs sat out practice again. And usually when you sit out Thursday practice, game time availability is always tricky. He's dealing with a groin issue. They're all banged up at tight end. I don't think Kyle Rudolph is going to play at all. That said, you know, it's already an offense that's beat up. No Adrian Peterson, and it really lacks star power. You've got Sam Bradford managing and caretaking and sometimes doing more as needed. But ultimately, it is an offense that lacks star power, needs all its best players. They can't overcome a lot of that. And it looks like they may have to overcome some, if not all of that, on Sunday. That said, the Texans have yet to play their best football. And sometimes getting away from home and the pressure and expectations and impatience of that home crowd can serve you well. Maybe this is where Osweiler gets on the page with his bevy of speedy receivers on a consistent basis. I don't know if Lamar Miller can do anything against this vaunted Vikings defense. And I don't know how well the Texans can protect Osweiler. And you got to remember, the defense may not be quite as good because there's no J.J. Watt. So there's a lot that both teams have to deal with. But I'm really a believer in that this Vikings offense, even without J.J. Watt, can do almost nothing against this Texans defense without some of the pieces that they're going to be missing. And I think away from home, it's not that they're going to make a ton of plays, but they're going to make a few. I like the Texans to spring the upset on the road here and I think show you how good they can be. For the Vikings, it'll be a hiccup over the course of a long season. Doesn't change my assessment of them in a wide-open NFC. Last of the 1 o'clock games, 3-1 Steelers. 7-point favorite at Heinz Field, hosts the 1-3 Jets. The Jets' season is teetering on the brink. Ryan Fitzpatrick, 9 interceptions the last 2 games. Matt Forte dinged up. They're hoping he can play. If not, and that looks like it's going to be a game-time decision. If not, Bilal Powell carry the ball and tote the rock and be the number one back. Good back, much better suited to be your second back. If Bilal Powell is your number one back, and Ryan Fitzpatrick is throwing the football, and Eric Decker is a game-time decision, Jets are in real trouble here. They're very talented on defense, especially along the front four. Problem is their secondary is getting torched. Well, Antonio Brown and company will make them pay if they don't get to Big Ben. Le'Veon Bell, always a factor. He'll keep that front four honest and keep the Jets from getting after Ben too much. I'm hard-pressed to see how the Jets win this game, which means it's just the type of game they'll win and perhaps save their season. But I could very realistically see them losing this, and I think they're going to. They're going to fall at 1-4, and the Boo Birds are really going to be out at MetLife Stadium when they return there. For the Steelers, they'll improve to 4-1, and they're right in the heart of the discussion amongst the very best in the AFC. And while they're not the big surprise or they don't have the sexy undefeated record, they're one of the scariest teams in football with an improving defense and an offense that is just loaded with weapons. They're hard not to like.
They are real, real good, and I think they'll show it against the Jets. Undefeated Denver Broncos, 4-0, 2-0 at home. They host the 3-1 Falcons, who are perfect away from the Georgia Dome. This is a game where I think we get some idea of exactly what the Falcons are. I've liked what they've done. Matt Ryan has been the Matt Ryan that he was before last year. Still moving the ball all over the place. Julio Jones was incredible last week after being quiet in week three. They've got a balanced running tack, two quality running backs. There are also factors in the passing game. The offensive line, with the addition of Alex Mack, has been improved and has allowed that running game to be better and kept Matt Ryan upright, and that's resulted in better decisions from him. Defense still stinks. That hasn't changed. But we'll get to see what the Falcons really are. Are they that team that started 5-0 last year and was 6-1 after seven games and collapsed not to make the playoffs? Or are they the real deal? Because the team they're playing against can really play some defense, and that defense will carry the mail on Sunday. I don't know who the quarterback is going to be on Sunday. Maybe Trevor Siemian, it may be Paxton Lynch. And on offense, they won't have to ask their quarterback. I don't know how much they're going to have to ask their quarterback to do, but I think they're going to be led by their defense and running game. They're not afraid to ask either quarterback, especially Siemian at this point, to do things. So this is going to be a measuring stick game for the Falcons. If you can go to Denver and you can play them tight, or dare I say even win this football game, you'll show that you're for real in the NFC. Because, and in order to win this game, your offense will have to shine against perhaps the NFL's very best defense, if not one of the top three defenses in the NFL. And your defense will have to find a way to make some plays against a Broncos offense that this year is better than people think. That said, I think the Falcons will surprise some people and play pretty well. I'm unsure about what Denver's going to get out of their quarterback position this week and what they're going to get offensively against a suspect defense. But I like the Broncos to win using the usual formula: defense, 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 and just enough offense sprinkled in. I think it's going to be a hell of an entertaining game. And more than anything else, a measuring stick for the Atlanta Falcons as far as are they a contender or are they a pretender. Now, AT&T Stadium in Dallas, 3-1 Cowboys host the 2-2 Bengals. As much as I like what the Cowboys have done, and as much as I like the development of Dak Prescott, I love the offensive line, Ezekiel Elliott, Alfred Morris. Their defense, not good. And the Bengals will exploit that. They're going to be without Tyler Eifert. And nothing's really been easy for the Bengals this year. And it has me very reticent to pick them as a road favorite. But here's the key for the Bengals. Big Red has to be good. A.J. Green has to be great. Hill and Bernard have to run the ball well. And then you've got a great front four. Win the battle with that offensive line. I think enough of those things will go the Bengals' way that they'll find a way to win this game. I think it's going to be close. Another one of these entertaining games that will have a little bit of everything. But I think the Cowboys' limitations on defense and some of the injuries they're dealing with along that great offensive line will come to the forefront against a great front four led by Geno Atkins that the Bengals bring to the table. I like the Bengals in this one. Bills head to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. The Bills are 2-2. I don't know what to make of them. The Rams are 3-1, and I don't know what to make of them. The first place Los Angeles Rams. I don't know. I know you don't tune in to hear from a sports talker. I don't know. But how do you figure these two teams out? The Rams are not good on offense, yet they're 3-1. And we know why. Physical on defense, Case Keenum hasn't been as bad as people thought he would be. But they can't get the running game started. And there are times where they go an entire game without scoring a touchdown, yet manage to win a game. The Bills, 0-2 start, season on the brink. They've won two straight. They dominated the Cardinals, and then they dominated the New England Patriots. They're now going to have to head west. Big home field advantage for the Rams. Everybody in L.A. excited after the 3-1 start. I really just don't know. Flip a coin. I'll take the Rams. They're a great story and they're fun. They're fun to watch, but the story is fun. I take the Rams. They improve to 4-1 and stay in the top spot. I can't believe I'm saying in the NFC West. The Bills will go to 2-3. It'll be a disappointing loss. And all the controversy that's been quiet in Buffalo the last couple of weeks starts swirling around the Bills and Rex Ryan once again. Last of the 4 o'clock matchups, 3-1 Raiders host a division foe in the 1-3 Chargers, who could be 4-0 because of those three losses, they found a way to choke away each game. They had the Chiefs beat, lost to them. They had the Saints beat, lost to them. Had, you know, they've had a chance to win every game they've been in, and yet they find themselves at 1-3. They had no business losing the Chiefs game. They had the Colts beat, and they had the Saints beat. But the injuries are starting to mount, and they look like that typical 1-3 team. We're just good enough to lose. The Raiders haven't hit their stride yet, particularly on defense. I have a feeling this is the week, division foe. They know each other pretty well. I have a funny feeling this is where they hit their stride, and that the San Diego Chargers are the elixir for what has ailed. Yes, they're the 3-1 Raiders, but they haven't played like the 3-1 Raiders. They're at home. They lost their only home game. I do have a distinct feeling that the Chargers will cure whatever woes the Raiders have. I think the defense starts to dominate. I think that patchwork offensive line will not be able to protect Phillip Rivers from a pass rush the Raiders invested heavily in. I expect to see a lot of Amari Cooper, a lot of Michael Crabtree, a little bit of running back, a lot of Derek Carr, and I expect the Raiders to roll and improve to 4-1, and I expect the season of the San Diego Chargers to continue to spiral away at 1-4 down. And then finally, the Sunday night special. 2-1 Packers come off their bye. They're a 7-point favorite at Lambeau Field as they host the 2-2 New York football Giants. Again, another game I don't know what to make of. Odell Beckham needs to have a personal shrink traveling with him at all times, as that's been the focus of discussion. Fortunately for the Giants, they get away and get to go on the road, because the home crowd, first three and out, they'd start booing. The Giants have the weapons on offense in those three receivers and whatever running backs are left. They're dynamic, explosive, and can make plays. This team continues to shoot themselves in the foot, and the offensive line continues to stink on ice. Up next, I'll give you my prediction on the Sunday night special and tie a bow around this week's doings here on the Spano and Black Attack. So you be sure to keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Way early this morning, Brad Higdon shared a major spoiler alert from everyone's favorite hit show, sad emojis to express his feelings about the plot twist, and a playlist he made to drown out his sorrows? Dude, oversharing alert. Brad, Geico has something worth sharing with those who haven't befriended you. Like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance at geico.com. So stop moping about the post-apocalyptic world and start saving in the real world. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Well, we get ready to tie a bow around this week and this Friday, Football Friday edition of The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. Giants-Packers, we're previewing it. And again, talked about the Giants' problems. Mistakes, injuries in the secondary. The defense has taken a major step back from where it was through week two. Packers will take advantage of that. I think Giants being on the road will help their offense a little bit just because of the pressure that's mounted on them. But that offensive line stops everything from happening. And if you watch last week's game, you could see that Eli has no confidence standing behind that offensive line. Ben McAdoo has no confidence calling plays behind that offensive line. So what could be an explosive offense is not at all. So the realities are you're not explosive on offense. You make too many mistakes. Defense is beset by injuries. The Packers have the weapons to take advantage of those injuries. They're in their own building, and their defense is improved. There's a reason the Packers are a 7-point favorite. It's because they're going to win this game in prime time, improve to 3-1, and get within hailing distance of the Minnesota Vikings in the NFC North. For the Giants, in a wide-open NFC East, they're going to fall back some because I think they're going to fall to 2-3. And show just how important playing the trenches can be to an NFL team, because that's the biggest thing they lack right now on the offensive side. They had an offensive line they believed in. You'd be having a different conversation about the New York Football Giants. Well, that's a wrap on this Football Friday edition of The Attack, which was a little less than half football, a lot of baseball. I want to thank Robert for pushing all the right buttons all the time. I want to thank all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano on Black, stay there. Until we do it again on Monday, I'm Joe Spano. Good day, all.